Listen, man.
What's up?
I heard you done got you a dime piece, man.
Hell nah, man.
One of them Beyonce nah, making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that true, man? I just want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, shit. To be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing. Fine as hell. Thick as fuck. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Shorty really blow the pie.
That's true.
Like a pro.
Fuck you thought.
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Sticky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga.
Aye,
boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running.
That's hot.
I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarred. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. And perfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
Bad things, fine as hell. Thick as fuck, oh my God. That's my baby, Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pie.
That's true.
Like a pro.
What?
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running.
Hot.
I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarred. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. And perfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
All right. This is DJ Ding, and I'm here with
Alyssa,
and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy. So we're back, and we kind of figured that for Valentine's Day, not everyone wants to listen to romantic music or, you know, be thinking about love things, because sometimes love can really suck. So we thought instead, me and Alyssa here, we're going to just talk.
Well,
talk about
anything.
I
have a question. I have a genuine question.
Uh-huh. So hit me up.
This has been on my mind all night. Let's say, so all things are equal, right? Like,
okay.
Teleportation is a thing. Flying is a thing.
Okay, we're talking about superpowers.
Yeah, we're talking
Brace
about
yourselves.
Superpowers. Everyone, like, just anything that you can think of, just possibilities are endless. And you have to create an app to make our lives easier, right?
An app?
It's an application, yeah.
Okay.
I'm, like, bringing this up because this, like, thought came to me. And I've told some people about it, and they, like, laughed at me. But I want to know your opinion.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
So imagine if, like, every time you need to pee, right? Or, like, you know, any type of, like, bodily function that includes, like, you know, getting rid of waste, and you're not in the optimal conditions to do that, you can send someone, like, a request, like, a friend request, kind of, like, the same idea.
And, you know,
like, and be like, hey, so, like, Richard Ding sent you a request to, like, take his pee. Do you accept? And so, like, me being your friend, I would be like, okay, and, like, click accept and then pee for you on your behalf, and then you're relieved, and then, like, there's some sort of point system involved in it, you know, you get, like, kind of like a certain number of hearts or stuff like that. don't know. I feel like it's a revolutionary idea.
Hey, I mean, so this is in a world where, like, physics can be bent, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, the point is that if physics can be bent, why do you have to get someone else to take care of your pee, though? Why can't you just, like, destroy it?
I don't know. I feel like it'll also, like, foster a sense of community. Like, you can be...
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking big things here. Like, maybe, like, pee Tinder. Like, same idea.
Okay. I don't really know what to say to this, to be honest.
That's perfectly fine.
Probably the worst idea I've ever heard in a while. I mean, what do you guys think? Write to us. Let us know. Send in pigeon mail.
Okay.
How do you feel? Oh, speaking on the topic of that, though, I think the one really interesting piece of conversation is what, like, hey, you know, same thing, any rules, what superpower would you have? I think it's a fun thing to think about.
What superpower would I have? I just, like... I feel like people, I don't know, you always want to, like, answer this question super creatively, but honestly, the only thing that I want is to not need sleep.
Huh, interesting.
Right? Because I feel like there's so many things, like, I could be such a productive individual if I didn't need to sleep.
I feel like I'd go crazy, though. Like, sometimes I need that, like, that break from life, you know?
I mean, there are other ways you could take a break from life.
Like what?
Happy Valentine's Day.
What on earth? Okay, anyway, we're going to do a smooth transition into some would you rather questions because we figured it'd be fun. So if you guys are listening, you should think about how you would answer this. And we have a quiz up and we can see, like, whether or not you're in, like, the majority or the minority. And I think it'd be fun to think about. So first question, Alyssa Chan, would you rather smell like poop and not know it or... constantly be smelling poop that no one else can smell.
Constantly be smelling poop that no one else can smell. It's, like, not that big of a deal. Isn't smell, like, your weakest or, like, your most adaptable bodily function or something? Like, you walk into a stinky room and you get over it pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, fair enough. I support that answer.
Yeah.
That was also in the majority with 82% of voters suggesting that. Okay, do you want to take the second question?
Yeah, wow. These are some... Okay. Would you rather... These are not that great. Okay, go through life with a perpetual cold sore on your mouth or go through life with a booger hanging from your nose? That's like, would you rather have herpes or a cold? Like, that's basically the question.
But a booger hanging from your mouth?
Nose? Why would it be hanging from your mouth?
I don't know. I heard it wrong. I'd go for the cold sore, honestly.
For real?
Yeah.
I guess, like, pretty common. Like, pretty much everyone has.
Yeah, right. Disease, like, that's, like, less gross. A hotly contested one.
Yeah.
Cold sore was the majority by 52% to 48%.
That's just because, like, probably everyone has it.
Yeah.
STIs, those are scary things.
Yikes.
For real, though.
Would you rather have the hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you have to sneeze but not be able to?
I feel like there's something sexual about that.
About the sneezing?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Okay. I would consider that to be like a form of edging.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Indulge me. No, honestly, though, think about it. Sneezing feels so good.
Okay, true.
So, and obviously, like, yes, it's going to be like a little bit torturous, but...
Hey, honestly, hiccups are annoying.
Right, exactly. But, like, sneezing, it's like you're always on the brink of something and you're never, you know, it's great.
Fair enough. I'm into it.
I think that's hot.
That was also hotly the majority with 69% of votes supporting that answer.
Okay. Should we?
What do you think?
Pause this riveting conversation and lead into our next song.
Yeah, why don't you? What's the next song? Tell us something about it.
I'm going to play... First of all, shout out to Hande and Bill if you're listening.
Yes, Hande and Bill.
My two gorgeous housemates. I'm going to play this remix that I just found. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about it. We're just going to play it.
All right. We'll just enjoy the music.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Time you walked away, already knew I couldn't fake it. I got the this need for you. Forming in my beating heart. I knew the meaning right away. Only yesterday we're worlds apart. Closer, I can whisper in your ear. And if you wanna walk away, I'll tell you all the things I know you'd wanna hear.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up. Found out what I made up. The nights I stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me. I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in, wake up, that's my part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in, wake up, that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body, flows right through your blood. Tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Okay, so we're back, and since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about, can you hear me? Richard, let's say that you had only one chance to date someone, to go on a date with this one person,
right?
And this one date, like, you can do whatever you want, money is not a factor, travel is not a factor.
Right.
All conditions are perfect, but this one thing determines whether or not, like, you have to decide by the end of this whether or not you want to spend the rest of your life with this person.
Right, right.
So what factors are important to you? Like, what are certain things that you would, like, activities or something that you'd want to partake in?
What? How much time do I have for
full
for
day,
that?
24 hours.
24 hours to choose the love of my life.
Yeah, nice. To choose the love of your life.
Huh. Can I have some time to think about this? Do you have an idea?
Well, okay, wait. In addition to that, like, you know, you have, there's like a level of certainty there that you know that she is compatible with you.
Oh,
like,
so we know that they're not. So to a certain extent.
You haven't met, uh-huh. But you've been told, like, your personalities are at the very least like 70% compatible. So you're going to get along on a very, like, superficial level no matter what. But the question is, how do you dig deeper?
So the first thing that comes to my mind, and I will say the first thing that comes to my mind, is that I remember hearing about this study that people did where psychologists would put, like, a couple in a room and they're about to get married, and they would ask them some testing questions. So those questions usually would be things that the couple disagreed on. And judging by, like, the physical reactions of the couple, they could determine with a pretty high degree of accuracy whether or not their marriage was going to succeed or end in divorce.
Oh, sure.
And, like, after years of research, they sort of concluded that they were, like, right about that sort of thing. They couldn't obviously tell the couple, because that would skew the data, which I think is the most
interesting
part.
So the couple didn't know?
They didn't know whether or not.
Like, so like, what did they think they were going in to do?
No, they knew, like, that they were going to be tested on how, like, well their relationship, like, was going to be, but they didn't know the answer.
Right.
Anyway, one of the things, and I can't remember all the details, but one of the things apparently was that if, when you're arguing about something, you sort of look away a lot and roll your eyes. I think rolling your eyes is a big thing, because it's just, like, you're so sick of that, like, opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll get into, like, a really heated argument with this person. That'd be the first thing I'd do, and see how they handle the argument. Because you know the arguments are going to come.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think some personalities will suit better to them than others.
So fighting, like, how they handle, like, immediately jump into, like, a shit situation.
You know what? Like, everyone can handle a good situation, right? I can have the best day of my life with a lot of people.
Right,
if
especially
if
you know
doing
you're
going to
be
awesome.
Compatible, right?
Right, exactly. If I'm just doing a bunch of things that I like. It's when I'm arguing about things that I, like, strongly believe in that they might not agree with, or having that kind of, like that trial. That is, I think, where I could decide, like, if this is worth it or not, you know?
Right. Well, wait, would you rather have someone who, like...
Back on the would you rather.
No, I just, like, on two ends of the spectrum. So someone who agrees with, like, literally all of your opinions, someone who disagrees with everything that you believe in / feel.
And there's no middle ground?
There's no middle ground.
I'd have to go with agreeing.
Really?
I mean, someone who disagreed with everything I said would be a nightmare. I think about, like, the logistics of that. They, like, going to, like, out to eat, like, they would not, like, I can't even, like, get into politics of it.
Okay, what if it wasn't, like, the small stuff? Like, what if it was just, like, these fundamental values that you have?
Then very easy question.
That you disagree in.
I would love for them to agree with the fundamental values.
That makes sense,
right,
I suppose.
That's an easy one.
The marriage study, though, it makes me wonder if, like, because if I'm going in with my spouse or whatever, right, and, like, I'm told that this is something that's going to, I don't know, see how well we work, even if it's not, like, determining whether or not we get into a divorce, it's kind of like, does that already on its own make me question, or, like, make me analyze our relationship even more and, like, in a sense create, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, the thing is, like, you could go in and totally pass with flying colors, right?
Right.
And, like, you could be so in love with your partner and you could be like, wow, like, you know, we, like, what's the problem? We have no problem, right?
Yeah.
But they may still notice certain things in the way that you converse.
That's interesting. So it's in the way that you physically respond?
Yeah, it's not like the stuff that you say, but it's like the way that you say it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I read about this a long time ago, so my memory's a little fuzzy on it.
Yeah.
But I think that the principle makes sense that, like, you know, the way that you treat the other person when you disagree and how you work to amend that.
do you say sorry first? Are you that type of guy in relationships?
Wow, I've never...
Are you whipped in your current relationship? That's what I really want to know.
Because
I know your girlfriend. I know.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I feel
Are
like
you whipped in most of your relationships?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Huh.
I feel like sometimes it's just easier to go with it. Like sometimes I'm with someone who has a more adapting personality, and I think that sometimes I have the more adapting personality. Does that make sense?
So you...
To conflict.
Interesting. So you, like, compromise based on who you're with?
Yeah, I think so.
But you don't, lean closer to, like, one way of behaving rather than the other?
Can you clarify that?
Like, in general, right? Let's say, like, not relating to any person in any fight, regardless of whether or not you're right or wrong, but it's just, like, a shit situation. Would you apologize first just to, like, be a mediator?
I think there's no harm in apologizing. If even you're just apologizing for having the fight, for having the conflict, for whatever circumstances you may or may not have played a role into, I think it doesn't hurt at all. And that's, like, you know, not to be the one giving out relationship advice, but, like, it doesn't hurt, right? Like, you know?
Yeah. No, I completely get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you? Back to the original question. Do you have any ideas on, like, what you would do on this super date that you would determine your future?
Super
sort of thing?
Date. Oh, man. That was, that was a really good one. I never considered the fact that... I guess, like... I don't know. Do you think I'm an argumentative person? Have you gotten that impression?
No more than some that I know and no less than some that I know, if that makes sense. Does that not make sense? Perhaps.
No, okay. So, like, no. So, not entirely. I don't know. I feel like... I guess that does matter to me a lot. I didn't even consider, like, how important that is. Because I think you make a really good point about the fact that everyone can have a good time, you know? Like, we're both, like, relatively socially capable of, like handling a social situation. I don't think
it
would be a problem, but...
Come to think of it, actually, I changed my answer. I think with your friends, you're not argumentative, or, like, you'll have your opinion and you'll state it, but, like, at the end of the day, you're very easy to laugh it off. And I wonder whether or not that's the same in your relationship. And I figure it's not.
In my relationship. Oh, my God.
Is that accurate? Am I overstepping?
I don't know. I just feel like... I think that generally across the board, like, I've been with people who have been more argumentative. And I think I'm just, like, attracted to that. Yeah.
So, oh, you're attracted to the argumentative
side. Well, I mean, kind of, right? Like, have an opinion.
Oh, fair enough.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, argue, like, fight. And but in terms of me being more argumentative in relationships than I am with people, I guess it honestly just comes from a place where, like, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I feel like I'm not, like, I can't judge my friends as much for, like, having a certain opinion. Or it's not like I'm, like, judging my significant other either, you know? It's more just, like, I care more about what they think than what my friends would think.
Yeah, yeah, no,
in that
for
sense.
Sure.
Or, like, impacts me more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I don't know. In terms of, like, having a perfect, like, fighting on a date.
Sounds like a miserable 24 hours, right?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. My bounce back rate isn't that fast. Like, I have to sulk a little bit.
Right, you know? I see.
Even if you can't, like, apologize. Keep... Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Huh. I don't know.
Things to ponder.
There's a lot of, like, complicated logistics.
I feel like we're really, like, looking back on ourselves right now, and it's... a little bit too real.
Too real.
Like,
too
shit.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, no,
oh my god,
though.
That's so funny.
But I don't know. How do you feel about, like... Like, are you all in for Valentine's Day? Or are you, is any part of you anti-Valentine's Day?
I think that if... Hey, I am, again, saying the first thing that comes into my mind, so feel free to disregard this opinion as, like, being not thought through.
Okay.
But I feel like if we were to celebrate Valentine's Day, it should be, obviously, like, take out the commercialization of it and with the teddy bears and buying gifts and, like, that's not really the point, right? I would like to see Valentine's...
Well, for a lot of people, it is, though.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you can't really, like, drop that part.
I would argue that is the point, but sorry, continue.
Say you could draw the point. Say... it is what you'd write it on paper, which is a celebration of love.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should happen like daily. Like, there should be an hour of the day where you tell all your friends that you love them.
Wow.
And your significant other or others. You know, like, Why is it gonna be once a year? That feels like a very
no, for sure.
Very sporadic.
I think it's definitely more of like a holiday to show other people like how
right.
much you love.
And that's where like the commercialization of it comes
yeah.
in. It's kind of gross and
yeah. But like I don't know. It's such a struggle because I'm like, yeah, obviously I can recognize that it's like at its core pretty awful.
Mm.
But at the same time, like, how do you not play into it?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it takes more of an effort to be like, oh, I'm completely against this like holiday than just to be like, all right, let's embrace it.
And I definitely feel like in the same way that certain kids may be grumpy if they don't get presents on Christmas Day, certain girlfriends not be happy if they didn't get some kind of affection also. And that's a problem, right? Because it builds into this whole like expectation.
For sure, yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
And how do you navigate that?
Sorry?
How do you navigate that too, right?
Would it be bold to say that their Valentine's Day itself, in terms of the present giving, has kind of a heteronormative like angle?
Oh, definitely.
I feel like it's for sure. Like definitely. Buying chocolates for the girl, right?
Yeah.
You never hear about buying chocolates for a guy.
Are like, you a little bit bitter?
Yeah, buy me chocolates. No, but like, I mean, I don't. That's another point.
No, I understand what you're right. saying. I mean, most holidays are kind of like that, right?
What, what about Christmas?
Like, Christmas? Well, that's more of a family.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like you could argue that like every holiday has some sort of like sexist issue with it.
Do you reckon?
Like Halloween with like how people dress
up
and like no, the fact that Christmas is like we're worshiping this old white man that comes
true.
Into your house to give your children presents. I don't know, there's something off about that.
I think there's no like
question.
Yeah, multiple things off of that.
Yeah.
Like, yikes.
Like kids lining up in malls to sit on this dude's lap. I don't know, it's like icky. It's just something about it is wrong.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it depends on how skeptical you are of things, right?
Right. But I don't know. I was having a conversation a while ago with someone where, like, obviously, like, Christmas is easy to say, like, you know, it's completely a consumerism, like, type holiday, whatever. But I think what I like about the holidays is, like, seeing how it makes people feel kind of, like, warm and fuzzy, you know, in that way. Even not to say like you need a holiday to like feel that way, but this is like a collective thing where everyone already feels like they should feel this way, and so they do, and it's kind of nice to be in that environment. I don't know, like you can feel that, you know, when you're walking around,
like the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that's a real
sure.
thing.
With that said, like I don't know, I feel like I missed the Christmas spirit like this year and last year, just because like during finals, like my finals went to like the 23rd of December, and like when you're cramming for like exams, you can't like feel the Christmas
vibe. No, definitely,
vibe.
Like you had it rough.
Yeah,
for sure.
Although I went to my last final with like a Santa Claus jumper on.
Of course you
felt
did.
Very festive.
Of
yeah.
course you did.
That was fun. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, free flow. This is like rap, but like
form,
without the
free
rhythm,
form radio.
Like or the poetry.
No, yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot
about love, about yourself,
about myself, about you, about your opinions on love. Like,
have you gotten your significant other a Valentine's present? Have you bought into that whole thing
this year?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you get them? Do you want to tell?
No, I can't because she might be listening.
Oh, fair enough. Cute.
But I was given very strict instructions that I wasn't allowed to spend money. Which is hilarious because we're in a long distance relationship, so it makes it a little bit difficult.
Oh yeah, how are you supposed to send, like, what about like packaging? Does that count?
Mm-mm, absolutely nothing. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I was not allowed to spend any money.
Wow,
I mean, you're gonna get creative, but
I mean, I feel like with packaging money, you could like,
no,
like I'm just sending something in the mail. Like
for
I'm not
sure.
contributing to like, or you're not contributing to, you know.
I completely agree with you, but whatever.
You're dating someone very litigious.
Right.
Is that the right pronunciation of the word? Huh. Who knows?
Maybe I'm whipped. Maybe I just like agreed too easily and made my life harder for myself. But it's
perhaps.
Fine. What about you?
I did not. No, I think we decided to just like not get into that whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I totally did. What am I talking about? I literally bought something on Amazon like a week ago.
Do you want to say what it is?
No.
She's probably asleep, right?
Yeah, but yeah, I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Hey, anyway.
So that's the direction he went for. What are you making tomorrow? What's the meal that you guys are cooking?
Oh, we're going to do, we bought some prawns and we're just going to do like a easy like aglio olio with like garlic and tomato and prawn pasta.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys make pasta a lot.
Yeah, it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we could have a whole radio show talking about cooking.
No. Oh.
No. Oh.
Wait, I think, okay, I don't know if anyone's listening right now, but if you are, Richard put a cookie in the microwave the other day for a minute and lit it on fire.
Yeah, I put one cookie in the microwave for 1 minute. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but it literally caught fire.
Honestly, I don't really know how to gauge how long to put food in
the microwave. Yeah, because some microwaves are so weak and some are so strong.
Yeah. Huh. Like, I always go for, like, the 1 minute. Actually, I do. I have a staple. I always go for 1 minute and 26 seconds, exactly.
Why 26 seconds?
Just because, like, 1 minute 30 always feels, like, so long to me, but 1:15 feels, like, too little.
Why don't you go for, like, 122?
Why do you even fucking bother, huh?
Why don't you go for, like, 122, which is, like, the midpoint?
I don't know. Like, 26 is, like, it'll just get you steamy, but, like, not to the point not to the point where when you, like, open it, you burn your hand. I don't know.
All right.
I rationalize a lot of things to myself that may not make sense.
That is bizarre. Anyway, I suspect our time is unfortunately coming to an end.
Yeah.
I hope that our gibberish was somewhat entertaining.
This was like therapy for us.
Yeah, we it was free flow. It was nice. We just, you know, whatever. So I am going to transition into the last song. Now, this song is of a different genre and probably the first time you will hear this genre in the United States. It is a genre of grime, of course. And the best way to sum it up is it's kind of like a mix of like rap and like poetry, and it's predominantly in like in the UK, so it's like North London was really where it started. Anyway, I'm gonna get into a really mainstream song. Stormzy, one of the biggest grime artists, just released a new song to preview his album. It's called Big For Your Boots. It's very bouncy. It's very fun.
Bouncy. That's an interesting way to describe it.
It is bouncy. You're here. The beat is bouncy, and I think it's a good tune. So yeah, enjoy. Have a good night.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Don't stress out about Valentine's Day also.
Stress a little bit, though. I
don't
want you to stress
to her
a little bit.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, good night.
Good night.
Your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the boot size holds my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them way there try to stop the truth. How dare you to stop the truth? No, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the boot size holds my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them way there try to stop the truth. How dare you to stop the truth? Wanna come round here like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go and then do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi, rolls in my ear, saying spoon, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hitting with a crowbar, I don't scrap. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What are you talking about?
Clown, stand down. Never had a Mac 10 or a Shane Pound. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a Mac then, little nigga, back down. Wait, I saw bear kicks, saw bear clothes. Said fuck that, I can't wear those. I don't like them, they're not my thing. They went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, spoon's on clear. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them a call me, see my gun there. Fuck please, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. Roll my Al Capone, will get bucks. They can take my car and my creps. I still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, weed and a cigarette. Blue Slims, don't be an idiot. Move smart, I've been killing it. New king, niggas ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a prick by yourself, go and group up. I'm in crep when states for the BTs. I was covering crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family thing, straight family thing. Dumb man, I broke no salary thing. Had a pen thing called Amy telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. Hashtag Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crud, but you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them boy there try to stop the truth. How dare you to stop the truth? Look, I'm too hot. Drug money in my shoebox. I'm the man of the house when my show sold out. Now the brother from the boondocks. Beat Swan in my boombox. Still meat from the shoe pot. Man, I'm going sick on my tune drops. Little man, that's a who blow, not a who block. What? Pronounce it right, you prick. I got all magic, I'm down to die for this. I don't care, bro, I'm down to pipe your chick. Mad stress, so I'm bound to light my spliff. Wait, I'm bound to ride for flips. Real G's gonna ride around to this. Man, I got no time to write a diss. I never left my 9 to 5 for this waste, man, ting. I don't care what